When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply. When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
On this episode of the Mental Health Today Show, I'm talking about living with a narcissist. Welcome back to the Mental Health Today Show. My name is John Cordray and I'm a licensed therapist. And today I want to talk about what it's like to live with a narcissist, somebody who is narcissistic. Do you think you know somebody that's narcissistic? Do you think you are living with somebody who is a narcissistic? Some of the hallmarks of narcissism is a lack of empathy. Somebody who just doesn't relate to other people's feelings. They cannot put themselves in someone else's shoes. They don't understand. They don't get it. So if they're not depressed, they don't understand that other people are depressed. They don't understand that other people have struggles because in their mind, they don't have any struggles, so they lack empathy. Another hallmark of someone who's narcissistic is somebody who has a grandiose idea of who they are. Their self-worth is magnified. Their confidence is magnified tenfold. They think that they're better than other people. Their ideas are better. Their personality is better. They're smarter. They're more intelligent than anyone else. So why wouldn't they come to them for advice? That is their grandiose thinking, way magnified than what it should be. And then there's a sense of entitlement. Somebody who is really, really narcissistic has a sense of entitlement above and beyond what most people have, right? A lot of people have a sense of entitlement. I grew up in a certain type of family, and so I'm entitled to this. Or I put in the hard work, and so I should be entitled to this. But what I'm talking about, somebody who is narcissistic, it has this overly sense of entitlement. It's that the world owes them. You owe them a favor because they are gracing you with their presence. And that its sense of entitlement turns into manipulation. It turns into exploitation, and they will do whatever they want to do for them to elevate themselves at all cost. So living with somebody with narcissistic tendencies, it's like living with someone who thinks that they are king and that you are their servant. And that's where it really, really comes into conflict, because somebody who is narcissistic is going to hold things over you. They are going to really not show a lot of affection. They're not going to show a lot of emotion towards you anyway. Now, when it's directed to themselves, they get excited. If it's a big accomplishment that they made, they're excited. And they're going to tell you all about it, them. They are the star of their own show. And everybody else takes a back seat. And a lot of very high profile, influential, very important in their job types of people are narcissistic. Just about everywhere you look, people who are very successful in what they do, a lot of times they are CEOs of very large companies. Sometimes it's a pastor of a large church. Sometimes it's someone who really went up the ladder to get where they're at. And someone who is narcissistic is very, very confident, overly confident. And a lot of times that shows as someone with power. It shows somebody who can lead, and they get to this position where they are in charge of a lot of people, and yet they're narcissistic, and it's their way or the highway. A leader who is narcissistic is going to fire a lot of people because they don't level up to their standards. And so if you're living with a narcissist, or if you think you're living with a narcissist, what can you do about it? Well, you have options. That's what I want you to know the most. I want you to take away from this the most is that you have options. And somebody who is a narcissistic will do things to benefit themselves regardless what other people will think or feel. That's why a lot of marriages end in divorce, and it's a lot of times it's because of an affair, a long-lasting affair that this a husband or wife can be narcissistic, and they have carry on these two different lifestyles, the married life and the single life, and they can justify in their minds that it's okay. That's what a narcissistic person does. They justify their actions to meet their needs and to belittle everybody else. So if you're living with someone who's a narcissistic, you've got to create very strong, very firm boundaries. So if you're in a marriage, for instance, and you feel like your spouse is a narcissist and you don't know what to do, well, you go to that person and say, I am requiring us to go to marriage counseling, and you have to go or else, right? So that is, it's not a threat, it's a firm boundary that you have to lay down. Otherwise, they're not going to do it. So you might have to go to your spouse and say, we've got to get marriage counseling, and this is why. And if we don't, then I'm taking care of myself, and I'm going to get a divorce, or I'm going to do something on my own. And that firm foundation, that's what's going to take, because they're not going to seek help themselves. Because remember, a narcissistic person is someone who feels like they don't need help. People come to them for help. So you have to lay down very firm boundaries. And that's one of the struggles that a lot of people have with living with a narcissist, because the narcissist will make the other person feel inferior. So you have to develop a strong sense of confidence in yourself, and you have to work on self-awareness. You have to look at, there is a problem here, and I have to do something about it because my spouse or my partner won't. And that's what I want you to do. If you are living with a narcissist, you need to get help. First for you, but also for your relationship. You don't have to be in bondage to a narcissist any longer. Do something about it. That's all for today. Thank you so much for tuning in to the Mental Health Today show. I appreciate you. I hope you come back. And until next time, take care of yourself.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply. When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.